Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Vishier Solutions, headquartered in San Francisco, California, has been growing both in North America and Europe. The company's success is best described by the endorsement of hundreds of global leading organizations and over 30,000 users who rely daily on the Vishier platform that has evolved and matured over 12 years of deployment and usage. Recently, the company was awarded a Gold Medalist Software Award for the second year in a row. The company also recently launched a Vishier Requirements ALM platform, this next-gen product which expands Vishier's offer from a one-point product to an ALM platform, provides new features that include advanced standard compliance capabilities with a modern and innovative user experience. And here today to tell us more about Vishier Solutions is CEO Dr. Mustafa Tadlawi, also known as Moose. And Moose, welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and great to have you coming to us from France today. So tell us, for starters today, what is the mission and vision of Vishier Solutions? Let's start there.
Our mission actually is to deliver a comprehensive requirement management, application lifecycle management. That's what we call as an ALM, application lifecycle management. So we're targeting the embedded marketplace and system engineering industry. Actually, we have expanded our offering from being a point product. We used to offer only a requirement management tool only. But we expanded this solution by adding features to full standard compliance for safety and business critical application. We also have added many other capabilities, such as, and you already mentioned many of them, test management, bug tracking, round trip integration with the Word and Microsoft Word and Excel, configuration change management, risk management, baselining, quality management, collaboration management, certification management, reporting, dashboard, what have you. So that's the mission of Vishier. What is strange in all this, I would say, is the existing ALM, application lifecycle management solutions today, are targeting the IT industry only, meaning they're looking to manage requirement of software application only. And I really don't understand why all these key players or tool vendors are not going after or really addressing the real need of embedded systems and engineering and the system engineering market. So, I mean, I just tried to think about it, and I realized that maybe the complexity of embedded systems and system engineering combines not only managing the requirement of software only, but also electrical requirements, mechanical requirements, and hardware requirements. So I'm just trying to understand why nobody is taking care of this business. Also, there is an important need, which is the standard compliance, because all the industry we're talking about, they have some standards and they have to go through the certification process and comply with different standards, depending on what industry we're talking about. And of course, without saying that there is a domain expertise, which is very crucial in this industry. So all these factors, I would say, are maybe pushing, I would say, the tool vendors, pushing them back from going after the embedded system engineering. So we today are the only, I would say, tool vendors that addressing properly this embedded system and system engineering marketplace.
Now, you talk about having an easy-to-use requirements management ALM platform. Who is the ideal customer base for this platform? And if you would, tell us more about the use for a requirements management platform. That would be helpful.
Yeah. I would say the ideal customer for us is, I would say, the low-hanging fruits. customers, in the sense that those customers, they have to go, as I said, through the certification process. They have to comply with the standard. All the standards we're talking about here are, you know, traceability, requirement management, risk management, all the features and capabilities we're already referring to are mandatory. They have to do it. So we're not kind of, educating the market. No, the market has very good understanding of what is the requirement traceability. There is no room for a failure. They have to go through, they have to trace requirement for high level requirement, low level requirement, all the way down to testing. So they have in any case to do it. So we're just providing an easy to use product to help this industry. So the industry that are really, I mean, perfect candidate to our products are aerospace and defense, automotive, medical device, railroad, gas, oil, energy. It's all about, you know, people developing safety critical systems or business critical applications.
Certainly appreciate the details so far to lead things off here today. Good stuff. Now, Vischer also just received, as we mentioned, the Gold Medalist Award, and congratulations goes out to you on that. And scoring the number one requirements management tool 2 years in a row, why do you think Vischer's product has scored consistently with these award rankings, and who was this award presented by?
Well, yeah, this is a very good question. And this is also another key differentiator between Vischer and all the rest of other ALM and requirement management tools. For me, the reason is because we have put requirement management in the center of our ALM, of our application lifecycle management platform. Our end-to-end requirement traceability is defined using a meta model, allowing Vischer ALM platform to enforce and secure the traceability of any system. So, I would say the requirement management is the first step that to any new system and new product has to go through. If this step is not properly handled, because when you have new system, you need to define when you want to do it in your system. You need to know what are the specs, what are the customer requirements. If this step is not properly, because you don't have the right requirement, or your requirements are foggy, or they have poor quality requirement, so of course chances for you that your project might fail are huge. So with Vischer ALM platform, we give our customer a more cohesive process while just drastically reducing cost, improving company's workflow and process, and facilitating the standard compliance need. So that's. And also, if I had to add one secret to share with you here, is I would say you need to stay close to your customers. Listen to customers. Don't consider them as a client, but a partner, and mainly work with them hand in hand. So, and at the end of the day, I would say they are the end users, and they have better understanding of their daily challenges. And our role is to help them overcome these challenges and deliver a quality product to support their daily activity.
And again, congratulations on your receiving that Gold Medalist Award for the second year in a row. Now, how is Vischer continuing to drive product innovation? Touch on some of those details, if you would.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Today we provide customers with highest quality service and innovative solutions. But the way we keep driving this product innovation is, as I said before, is by partnering with the industry leaders and gurus. We partner with some experts of each discipline. The standard compliance of aerospace and defense, there are standard out there we call D178B and C, and we are partnering with people who are teaching customers how to comply with the standard. So we have very positive and good feedback from these gurus to help us improve and implement a lot of functionalities in the tool. Same thing, we implement also, we follow a lot of standards and guidelines. such as IRAB. In our team, we have a couple of people that are IRAB certified trainers. IRAB stands for International Requirement Engineering Board. We do the same thing with another guideline, which we call INCOSI, which is the International Council on Systems and Engineering. So, and also we have some collaboration with universities, so that in some, I would say, very strategic topics, we're working with them. I can list the Utah State University. And our R&D department also is working on a couple of strategic topics that I cannot disclose here in this session.
And we certainly do appreciate your time coming to us today from France. Today we're joined by Dr. Mustafa Tadlaoui, the CEO of Vischer Solutions, an all-in-one requirements management ALM platform that supports requirements management, test management, bug and issue tracking, change management, risk management, and variant management here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Tadlaoui, how does your company's recent hires or expansion help facilitate that market? Get into some of those details as well.
Yeah, actually, we're receiving, to be fair, a lot of very good, you know, more and more feedback from customers. This first, I would say, impact. And being close to our customers, it has been a lot to generate more revenue, work with them. And this expansion, of course, is helping us generate more money and revenue so that we can, we are now planning on investing on our marketing to help increase our market share in this market.
Now, interesting fact here, you also, I understand, recently opened offices in the U.S. and abroad. Tell us about those locations and your expansion plans, if you would.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, the main reason why we opened those offices is because we wanted to be very close to our customers. So that was the main reason. And again, all the regions that we have selected are very, I would say, heavy, embedded, and system engineering regions. So we covered that. We're planning to open four offices. We already opened one in the Northeast and the other one in Northwest, and we're planning to do the same thing and working on it to open additional offices in one in Southeast and one in Southwest. But the whole goal here is, you know, to have and all these offices are mainly sales offices. And a little bit of marketing, and there, again, it is we wanted to work hand in hand and very close to our customers.
And that certainly does make sense. Tell us also, what about any new hires in the near future? Get into some of that.
Yes, yeah, I already touched that. The main without talking about the salespeople and tech reps. We are planning to hire more people in our marketing department to help them, to help us, you know, have more presence. And we feel like that we're a little bit weak on marketing, and we need to improve this aspect of our business.
Now, looking at customer satisfaction, describe the importance of customer satisfaction in this industry specifically, and how Vischer continues to deliver that in its products.
Yeah, very good question. Very good question. Actually, we put our customer satisfaction in the center of our roadmap. At Vischer, we have the flexibility to adjust our roadmap, add the new features required by our customers, and delay others based on their priority level in our roadmap. As I said before, partnering with our customers is part of our strategy and part of our customer satisfaction. It is very, I would say, pragmatic, but I can tell you it's paying off. So, nevertheless, we know that implementing an ALM tool to support the development process will provide many benefits, but these benefits can be, I would say, completely crippled and engineering overloaded by overlay complicated user interface or UX and poorly automation steps and complex tool adaptation, which result in a steep learning curve. Our goal is to empower engineers with by reducing the process for overhead and help them focus on their product development tasks so that they can deliver a better system and faster and in time. So I would say, I would even notice that the customer satisfaction among all the customers was the highest with the customer developing highly certificated systems and business case systems such as aerospace, defense, automotive, all these industries that I mentioned before, because we just bring in, because the reason, mainly because visual technology is approaching, I would say, the standard compliance, which is fundamental in this industry. Otherwise, I mean, if they don't pass the certification process, they just cannot use the product, the final product is not usable. So our we're approaching the standard compliance capability, in very easy and playful way. So that's why I say customers really like Visure platform.
And certainly with reason, and we certainly do appreciate what you do in the space and for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. One last question for you. Where can companies find more information about Visure Solutions? And if they would like to partner with you, how do they go about doing that as well?
Absolutely. You just need to go to our website, visualsolutions.com, click on Get a Quote, and they will find a very easy and simple form. They just need to fill out the form and ask us their questions.
Simple enough. Again, Dr. Todd Loy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you and Visure continued success.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Mustafa Tadlawi, the CEO of Visure Solutions, an all-in-one requirements management ALM platform that supports requirements management, test management, bug and issue tracking, change management, risk management, and variant management. And for further details, simply visit VisureSolutions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.